Today's service is about our sacred right of voting. You will hear from me and two national UU leaders. Their words were recorded before President and Mrs. Trump were diagnosed with COVID. We send them healing energy and pray for calmness instead of chaos over the next 4 weeks until the election. This is a very fragile time in our nation and underscores that the need to vote is more vital now than at any other time. As UUs, we spend a lot of time discussing the first and seventh principles, but the fifth principle, the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process, has never been more important than now, and it impacts everything. When you look at your ballot, you will see names, but what's really there is an opportunity to vote for our values, priorities, and stand for the future of the country. Frankly, every single one of our seven UU principles are at stake. The inherent dignity and worth of every person, justice, equity, and compassion, acceptance of one another, and encouragement to spiritual growth, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, and respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Being the justice and action-oriented congregation that we are, it's been clear we're not taking our values for granted. Our members in the midst of this pandemic are taking action. Whether it's showing up masked and socially distanced to stand with our Black and Latinx brothers and sisters, donating food to Adelanto, and making masks for farm workers. We worship virtually to keep everyone safe. Today, I'm calling out the work of our passionate members who, in partnership with each other, neighboring UUs, UU The Vote, Buen Vecino, Vote Forward, and many others have written well over 15,000 letters and postcards, made hundreds of calls, and sent thousands and thousands of texts. Everyone is doing this work with incredible enthusiasm, knowing that what we are doing is very important. I am so proud of our team. I especially want to thank my fellow leaders in this project, Jill Lewis and Ani Barker. What we are doing locally is also happening on a national level. Earlier, I referred to UU The Vote. This is an action taken on by our national leadership to get us all involved with clear, concise ways that we can impact our world. Today, we hear from our faith leaders. First, we will hear from on-the-ground organizer, Reverend Kathy Rion Starr.
I got trained as a community organizer with Californians for Justice. And there, we believed that people of color, immigrants, poor folks, queer folks, disabled folks, and young people are the majority. And if we organized our communities to vote, we could shift power to reflect our values and interests and needs for racial justice and economic justice and more. And now, as a field organizer with UU The Vote in Pennsylvania, I still believe this strategy, that voting can be a means to a power shift. It's not the only strategy, but it is one worthwhile strategy among many. So welcome to my field. Here with my reading glasses and my large screen, instead of my sunglasses and walking shoes for door knocking, the organizing field of pandemic times, where we gather in Zoom rooms, large and small, to reach thousands upon thousands of voters and potential voters. Just before recording this, 20 of us from Pennsylvania, Maryland, Washington, D.C., my own Connecticut, and Massachusetts gathered in a Zoom room with our partners at CASA, a group organizing to build power in immigrant and working class communities in central Pennsylvania. In 2 hours, we sent over 60,000 texts to urge folks to check and update their voter registration or to get registered. We texted with people who had lost their jobs and apartments due to the pandemic, and we connected them with community resources. We texted with someone who is homeless and helped them get the information they need to be able to register to vote. We texted with lots of folks who weren't sure if their registration was up to date and helped them check their status. We know that over 90 of them followed up to register. And we texted with some people who said they follow God's law and their faith tells them not to participate in voting. Dear ones, our faith says that the here and now matters. That we live our faith not for the possibility of heaven when we die, but to create heaven here on earth. What we do, what you do, matters. And so we work. We you the vote. We text the vote. We postcard the vote. We phone bank the vote. We use the tools at hand, spiritual, technological, relational, to connect with people around our values. If you haven't considered calling voters yet, please get step out of your comfort zone and try it. Join us in this sacred connection and faithful work. There is so much to do and so little time before the election. And there is so much to do after the election, because we are in this not to elect a particular person, but to shift power to reflect our faith, our values, so that we can keep organizing for a world where every person is loved, sheltered, valued, and has what they need to thrive. A single honeybee makes just 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime. It takes 70 honeybees just to make my morning tea. Like honeybees, it is up to each of us to do our part. Let us be honeybees. I ask you to do your 1/12 of a teaspoon. Perhaps 2 hours or 10 hours of work, together it adds up to a whole lot of honey. I invite you to come join us in the virtual field. Make your small bit of honey so that together we as Unitarian Universalists can make gallons and gallons of impact.
It's not too often that we have the pleasure and the privilege to hear from our UUA president, Reverend Susan Frederick Gray.
I was 13 years old when I became a Unitarian Universalist. I was raised in this faith, but I was 13 when I claimed it as my own. It was a Sunday afternoon, and I was waiting for my parents to finish their committee meetings after service. All the other kids had left, and I was bored. I wandered into the visitor's corner, and a little red wallet card caught my eye. It said in bold letters on the front, "What do Unitarian Universalists believe?" My 13-year-old self wondered, "What do Unitarian Universalists believe?" As I read the 10 statements written by the Reverend David O. Rankin, in my heart, in my soul, as I read those words, I said, "Yes, this is what I believe." One phrase in particular planted itself in me like the deepest truth, and I never forgot it. We believe in the motive force of love. It was in that moment when I knew that this was my religion. I start with this story to ground the work of UU the Vote in our theology, which is its foundation and its inspiration. This year marks the 250th anniversary of what we celebrate as the beginning of Universalism in the United States. It was on September 30th, 1770, that Universalist John Murray preached his first sermon on this continent. And the truth that I read in that little red wallet card, the truth I've never forgotten, is the message of Universalism. 250 years ago, in the context of religious notions of God rooted in punishment, damnation, and the division of humanity between worthy and unworthy, saved and damned, the idea of universal salvation, that God's love is unconditional, that no one is cast out, and that salvation is not individual but collective, was radical and liberating. Universalism proclaimed that humanity was bound together in a common destiny, and that love is the thread that binds each of us to the other, and everyone to creation. Universalists believed that God is love. They also believed in hell. They just believed that it existed here and now on the earth. The great Universalist preacher Hosea Ballou was clear about how politicians and those in power used fear, stoked fear, to protect their greed and corruption and self-interest, and he knew the suffering that resulted from that. Rather than speak of theology in terms of speculative notions of God, Ballou spoke of it in terms of human experience here and now and our relationships to each other. A society that lives out the motive force of love would be one that fosters joy and liberation and thriving for all people. This is the highest calling of our faith as Unitarian Universalists, to live out, defend, and embrace this motive force of love in our lives, in our actions, in our commitments, and in our society. This is why UU The Vote says vote love. Today, in our context, we are witnessing the emboldening and authorization of ideologies rooted not in love and interdependence, but in domination, authoritarianism, and dehumanization. And just to be clear, this is not new. It has a long and deadly history on this continent, going back more than 400 years. And yes, even our Universalist ancestors came from that same lineage of Christian European conquest and limited the vision of Universalism only to white society, a limit that we are still trying to redeem ourselves from. It is dehumanization that creates systems that put children in cages, that deny healthcare to our transgender siblings, that allow police violence and the murder of Black people to continue unabated and without accountability. Dehumanization that allows triage protocols that devalue the lives of disabled people and that lead to systemic divestment from communities, the resources from housing to education, healthcare to jobs, and the criminalization of poverty. Just as Hosea Ballou named it, the tool of dehumanization, its propaganda, is fear. Propaganda that tells us to fear our neighbor, that we are not family and kin, but enemies. This is the exact opposite of our theology of universalism that tells us that we have a common destiny and we are connected to one another in love. This is why UU The Vote says vote love, defeat hate. And while the forces of dehumanization and domination have always been a part of US history, so too have been those who have resisted and organized for the values of dignity, equity, humanity, and love. These days are heartbreaking, they're infuriating, and they're frightening. On days when I lose my own strength, I turn to the words of Alice Walker, who reminds us, we remember our ancestors because it is an easy thing to forget that we are not the first to suffer, rebel, fight, love, and die. The grace with which we embrace life in spite of the pain and the sorrow is always a measure of what has gone before us. We remember our ancestors, theological, familial, and in movement. We remember Francis, Ellen, Watkins, Harper, Hosea Ballou, John Brown, Sitting Bull, Ida B. Wells, Dr. King, Anne Braden, and so many more whose names history does not remember. Those who struggled and risked and fought and loved for the principles of justice, equity, liberty. This is why in UU The Vote, we say vote love, we say defeat hate, because dear ones, we are on a precipice. Every single one of our most deeply held values is on the line right now. The current powers in government are showing in everything they do that the inherent worth and dignity of so many immigrants, Black people, disabled folks, trans and queer people does not matter to them. Human agency, interdependence, the democratic process are being disrupted and defiled daily. It is a radical act of faith to not only continue to believe in all of our cherished principles, but to demand them by speaking out, taking risks, organizing, leveraging our resources, and building networks of solidarity and power to protect one another and these values. We are on a precipice, and our actions right now will affect whether we have a chance to continue to bring our bold values forward, to rebuild, expand, and strengthen our democracy, to confront police violence, to upend racial inequity, to change divestment from communities, and make moves to protect the climate. Now is the time to draw on the grace, the courage, and the strength of all those who went before, to widen our comfort zones, and to do all we can to vote love and defeat hate. If you haven't taken any form of action yet, sign up for a shift with UU The Vote. I can tell you that it's fun. And if you've written postcards to voters, but you feel nervous about phone banking, do it with your fellow UUs. And if you've been all in with UU The Vote from the beginning, keep it up and start planning for how you will show up and organize after November 3rd. Because democracy will not be restored in one election. It's been under systemic attack for decades. And justice will not roll down like waters in one election. Voting matters. It's absolutely critical. But it is not the end. It is just one piece of the long haul work of organizing for a future where all are free and where all can thrive. Will you show up in the streets, set up to contribute to a bail or legal assistance fund, open your church building to protesters needing refuge from state repression, tap into your own endowment or discretionary funds to make sure that grassroots organizers have the funds they need for their work? There is so much to do. And our faith calls us to love more radically, to give more generously, to believe more fervently that another world is possible and be willing to be all in for that future. As you've heard me say many times before, this is no time for a casual faith, no time for a casual commitment to what you hold most dear. And this is no time to go it alone. Friends, we are in this work together. I invite you to be deeper in this work of UU The Vote with us. May we remember that we are held by love always. May we remember that we are held by and with one another. And may we all together be all in today, tomorrow, next month, and next year, for justice, for love, for democracy, and for a future that is free and thriving for all people. May it be so.
My friends, it's crazy out there, and it has gotten more insane this week, with a likelihood that things will become even more intense over the next month. One thing that has not changed is we all need to get out the vote. Let me give you these important reminders. Please, if you're eligible to vote, register. If you've done that already, double check your registration. In California, everyone is being sent a mail-in ballot. They have gone out this week. When you receive it, fill it out as soon as possible. It is best to return it to a ballot box. If you are unable to get out, we promise to have someone from Chalice come and get it from you and hand deliver it to a ballot box. We'll even take a picture of us dropping it off. And please be aware that we will not know the results of this election for likely a couple of weeks. There will be declarations, but given the mail-in ballots, we simply will not know. It is time to stay calm, centered, and engaged, and we will be here for you. On Election Day itself, Reverend Nika and other UU ministers are creating a space all day for spiritual practice, respite, and peace between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Zoom. Please join her and ministers from around the country if you wish to access a place for calm and grounding on Election Day. We will also offer other opportunities to gather as a community after our election.